Speaking of benchtop experiments, would you mind telling me a little bit about that morning you came in when you saw the hole in the floor?
Well, it's a long time ago. We stood around it and we said, well, what do we do? Do we stop? Do we get the bits and pieces out of this and analyze it? Oh, we'll do that some other time. We'll implement this again.
So when you walked into the room, can you describe it to me?
No, it happened during the night. It was just a hole in the floor. What can you say about it? It's a hole in the floor.
Okay. I'll leave you alone on that one.
It's a hole in the floor. We'll go and make a bigger hole. No, we didn't. We said we have to scale it down so that it doesn't make a hole in the floor. This was a lethal experiment, potentially lethal experiment.
Was it an open or closed cell?
It was an open cell.
Why was it lethal? Potentially lethal?
Well, I mean, if you imagine the energy content of 1 cubic centimeter of palladium deuteride, it's horrendous.
A bit too much active material?
It would have made the universe disappear.
Oops.
If it had gone, you know, if it had really blown up, it would have been a very serious matter. So we took steps to do it under much milder conditions, which continued until March 1988, at which time I had a major operation. I was working through the data, and I phoned up my colleague, Stan Pons, and said, this experiment has to stop until we redesign it.
How long did it take before you redesigned it?
Well, I knew how we had to redesign it. That was fairly clear. To say I've not been able to do the things I want to do.
Is it possible that that could change?
No, I'm 76. Here's another person next to you who's 76. But he's got a good line of research. And he's sticking to it.
Why does he have a good line of research?
Because he says this is the way to go, and he's continuing. If he ever doubted that was the way to go, he would be in the same situation that I'm in.
And who is this gentleman?
Ken Shoulders.
Hello, Ken.